It's showtime.
Who are these socials?
Taking down the other podcasts one by one.
Who are these socials?
That clip is why people make fun of you.
With Carl.
This is all just for the radio.
And why Mike?
We have a lot of business to take care of.
Who are these socials?
We are the number one podcast on the internet today. Welcome to yet another episode of WATS, the show thousands of people come to answer the age-old question, what's the deal with social media? You can't find a show that does a better job highlighting just how much social media sucks. I'm your host, Carl Hamburg. With me, as always, is Mike Geary, a.k.a. Blind Mike. What's up, Mike?
Guys, we are getting the nice Florida ambiance today, and if you listen very closely, you can hear Carl's Cape Coral neighbors bitching about John Melendez. It's sweet.
I'm actually in Tampa. Today, we have the live show tomorrow night at the Airbnb. You know, Mike, some people are saying I won't read super chats that are coming in, but after upgrading my flights to Tampa, I will read and appreciate every super chat that comes in. And I'll even I'll probably even interrupt my blind co-host in a rude manner to do so. And I do want to point out that we do have new personalized jingles. If you super chat us $25 or more, you get a personalized super chat jingle. And we do appreciate that from the folks who support this show. Now, Mike, the way we start off this show is with some world-class banter. Best in the biz. Sure. And I want to get right into it today because we're going to Hulk Hogan's bar. After the show is done, I'm going to drive over there and meet up with the people who have traveled into the Tampa area.
Yes, so, a perfect setting.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We went to Glory Days restaurant last night. And then,
oh, my God. This is all kismet.
It's unbelievable. Right. And then listen to this. I'm commuting to work today, which I'll get into in a second. And didn't I cross over Dale Mabry? The famous road where the Walmart is situated.
And so, who's our waiter but Patrick Michael?
Right.
Would you believe it?
No, it's funny. We were talking about, I was talking to Tukey, who's here at the Airbnb. We want to find out the bar that Chad supposedly got his black eye. And over there and like do a skit or something. We'll put something together for it, so... We'll be looking for that. There's a lot of landmarks, a lot of WATP landmarks here in Tampa.
Yeah. I really should have put that together because me and Carl were talking before the show, and he was pointing out some things in his neighborhood, and I was like, that's odd that he hasn't noticed those before.
I know.
I should have realized you weren't at your house.
I don't know why you thought I was in Cape Coral, but I guess I understand. So this is what I want to talk to you about, Mike. This morning I did something I haven't done in many years. Set my alarm, got up early, got dressed and ready, and then commuted to work. I did an interview with this guy, Matthew Cox, who's a YouTuber, has a great YouTube channel. He had me over to his place to record an episode, and I'm driving through rush hour traffic, and it's annoying, and I remember how much I hate this. So to all those people who get up and drive to work every day, God bless you. I hate it. I can't do it. I'm done. I'm out.
You're fucking idiots. Haven't you listened to John's? Haven't you learned anything from John Sirisani? Quit your jobs and do this. It's very easy.
Start a company worth millions of dollars and then sell it. What's so hard about that?
Lazy pricks.
Noobs, it's your problem. All right, since I mentioned that I do appreciate the super chats, let's get into it.
Yay, super chats.
Lil Daffodil, $2 says, hope everyone's having a good day. I am Lil Daffodil. I'm having a very good day. Thank you for that. Drunk Engineer. Sweet. Who helped me out a lot with the prep for today's show. Evening, gents. I have some legal issues I need help with. Anyone know a good constitutional law scholar that won't be busy making YouTube videos for the next 6 months or so? Yes, Drunk Engineer.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about Chili DeCastro getting his comeuppance.
We're plenty of time to read literature,
that.
I suppose.
We're
bone up on his studies.
Excited about that. KJ with $20. Thank you, KJ. Any chance of WATP live in Boston? It's funny you ask that. We were talking quite a bit yesterday about what other cities we want to go to for live shows, and Boston kept coming up over and over again.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys haven't done Boston. You've done Chicago. You haven't done Philly yet, have you?
We did. We did Philly last year. We've done
New
York City.
Okay, yeah, then you got to do Boston. Come on.
We've done New York City. We've done Philly. We did Chicago, Detroit. So, yeah, Boston makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I like Boston. We should definitely get over there. Jay Loiterer, I should check to see if KJ has a personalized jingle. I've been lazy about some of these personalized jingles when people come in with their super chats, and I apologize for that. Sometimes you have to remind me, like this guy.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the super chat, Jay Leader. Carl appreciates the support and wants to ask you to translate Husey's words into understandable English.
$5. Jay Loiterer says, Chili's channel name may change to Delete Farts. Hashtag Delete Farts.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah.
I think he'll probably keep the branding even though he's in jail for the next 6 months. Now we have CMOS 4044 coming in.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the super chat. CMOS 4044 is such a fan. He even helped Carl install new paneling in his basement.
He says, I watched the court proceedings yesterday. I can't wait for this. Oh, yeah. We got some of the highlights for you today. Like Rolling Stone, $2. Mike, how many fingers am I holding up? That's a trick question.
Three. It's always three.
Don't fall for that, Mike. I don't even know.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the super chat. Mongo, even though Tukey, is well on his way to a primetime network soon. We appreciate the support.
Mongo $20 says, I've been sick and missed a lot of shows. Carl, the OG Frosted Tips were still my favorite. I love Blind Mike. Please read this to him and the room.
Thank you, buddy.
Hold on a second. Mongo, I've been sick, so I've been missing a lot of shows. When you're sick, that's when you get to catch up on all these shows.
I would think, yeah, what are you doing, usually?
I mean, you better be...
What's taking you away from this?
You better be hospitalized, sir, or else I don't think that's a good excuse. Joe Dicker, $5, says, Carl, keep your head on a swivel. You're in Kumia country. Oh, don't I know it, Joe Dicker. I will definitely be on the lookout.
That'd be great if two thugs beat the shit out of you and no one believed you.
Oh, I come
like,
on.
No, I swear.
I come on. I get home and I come on and I have a black eye. They're just like, all right, Carl. A bit's a bit, but.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
WATP thinks Joe Dicker is a fantastic super chatter. Carl is pretty sure Joe went with John to Jamaica just to buy him Coors Lights.
All right, now back to the show, everybody. Mike, we got to get started with the program because, like I said, there are things to do that we need to get to.
Yes.
So I want to get started on Instagram.
Mike, don't be a douche. Instagram in the night, blinded like Blind Mike. Check out these reels, they might make you wanna fight.
I think we were both put off on that jingle when it first came to us, but it's everyone's favorite now.
Oh, I like it's very catchy. I just don't know that I understand it.
But it doesn't make
any
sense.
At this point, I'm in now. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Doug was just looking for songs that had the word blind in them, and it's just like, all right, this works. Like, well, okay. You know what's a good thing? There's not a lot of songs about people who are club-footed. That would definitely enter into the show if that were the case.
Is there a song called Chompers? There's got to be.
That's very possible now that you mentioned it. All right. Check this out. This is a Instagram reel.
No, ma'am. I'm finna tell my side of the story because she already told her side of the story. What happened was I drove all the way up here to get a Plan B. And I like to come to this store because in my neighborhood, they always locking the Plan Bs up because people keep stealing them, like me. This store, I can steal as many Plan Bs as I want. And I'm only saying it on the camera because I didn't steal it. So when I go in here, I come and get a Plan B at least every other day. I need one every other day. I don't want any more kids. I walk inside the store, right? Reach up there, try.
What are your tits for if no one's coming on them, ma'am? What are you doing? What is with this community where no one can pull out? This is insane.
There's a difference between not wanting any kids and being like, I'm just letting strangers come inside me nonstop.
Right. It seems like your strategy is off. But all right, you're going to get your Plan B every other day. Fair enough.
Try to grab it, and then the lady yelling in a wheelchair, she on the little aisle talking about don't grab it because the associate is about to help her. Get up and get it yourself if you want it. I'm not finna not get the very last Plan B on the shelf just because you can't walk. Like, I'm not doing that. So I told her what I had to say, like, you should have got up and got it, or you should have got a stick or something, knocked it down. That's the reason I didn't go to jail is because the lady came, rolled over my toe. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm finna do her in. Like, I'm just like, I'm finna just do this. I did not know people in a wheelchair, upper body strength is so strong. That lady pulled me down to her level and started doing my head in. That is so embarrassing. And no, I didn't steal before you said. I didn't have a chance to. Yes, she got the last plan B. But I don't know. I didn't go to jail, so I don't know why the news is out here. But I didn't bully nobody in a wheelchair. She beat my ass. That's just how that went. Yes.
So what I think is fun about this is that she thinks she's in the right. And there's two reasons for that.
Absolutely.
She did nothing wrong because, A, she lost. She got her ass kicked. Mm-hmm. By the person in the wheelchair. And B, she didn't even steal the plan B that she was going in there to steal.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter that she was assaulting a person in a wheelchair. But
no.
To me, that was part of it, that as a member of the disabled community, I kind of like that we're being treated like everyone else. Like, if I go for a plan B, as I often do, I might have my ass beaten, just like a regular person.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, it reminds me of, there was a video game, hockey video game called Blades of Steel. And Blades of Steel was one of the great video games because you would get into fights and the person who lost the fight got the penalty. So you'd go on a power play if you won the fight, which is how hockey should be, honestly. It's a great idea. But I like this one. She's like, yeah, I got into a fight with a woman in a wheelchair. She kicked my ass, so I'm not in jail. Oh, so you lost the fight, so you're free. Okay.
You got to give double props for the broad in the wheelchair. A, she won the fight, but B, I think more importantly, she's getting loads pumped into her like a champ. Like, that's an impressive person in a wheelchair.
I didn't even think of that part. That she also needs the plan B. Wow, that's impressive. Good for her.
Right? Yeah.
I often say it's a man's world, but in this case, I don't know.
Not anymore, Carl.
Yeah, right? Wow.
Wake up.
Speaking of being a man's world, Mike sent this clip over to me, and he says, this is a good way to expand our reach. Well,
Carl was talking to me, like, how do you find new audiences on YouTube? And I said, Carl, you got to get in touch with new demographics.
That's correct. We got to expand. Like, right now, our audience is 99% white, 1% undecided. So, yes, how do we reach other demographics? And I think this is probably some good pointers.
The secret of selling to the Negro is expressed in one word. That word is recognition. But perhaps because he's had so little of it, the Negro needs even more.
I want to point out that this is from 1954. It's called The Secret of Selling the Negro. And
its message is timeless.
Good point. No, what I was going to say is I think that this is like a training video for retail sales. Like, legit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, really. I think it is. Yeah.
This need is a very real and important one. It shows up even in many of the Negro's shopping habits. Anyone who sells or wants to sell to the Negro customer should know about some of these habits. To begin with, most Negroes buy by brand. They ask for products by name. They're quick to turn down off brands. Now for the second. The Negro buys good quality merchandise. Symbols of quality and prestige
for the 50s,
are very
you gotta
important
say.
To the
Negro. This is complimentary, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, they wrote this, and they're just like, we're going to give these Negroes some props. They're going to be happy with this one.
I will say there's an element of, hey, there are no bad pit bulls, just pit bull owners to it. Like, sure, they're talking about them like they're a different species, but for 1950, this is progressive.
Don't run and cower. They might have money on them that day. You can sell them
a product. They smell fear.
That's good.
Negro customer. This woman, for example, is buying fine crystalware. But she is also buying the admiration and approval of her friends and relatives. It's a well-known fact that many Negro customers are influenced by the opinions of others.
Well, I got to stop you right there. That's true of all customers. So I don't think it's just, I mean, they could just say, this is what customers want.
A guy in a meeting in 1950 is raising his hand. What kind of rich would you call that, sir?
We haven't covered the term yet, but I'll get back to you.
And here's the third thing to remember when selling to a Negro customer. When he specifically asks for one thing, don't try to sell him something else. If you do, he'll probably react something like this.
Doesn't he think I've got the money to pay for it?
Oh, thank God.
I like that he reacts like this, and then they show him thinking this thought. Is this guy telling me that I should not get a Lexus, but I should look at the Toyotas because he doesn't think that I have the credit score? Is that the problem?
But again, again, for 1950, I did not think we would be panning to a human being when they said they might be react something like this. I thought it was just going to be a wild beast. So tip of the cap to them for being very progressive for the time.
But also, once again, don't try to sell me shit I didn't ask for either. All right.
That's true.
This is just true of people in general, but all right. Not like Whitey. Whitey will fall for anything. You can sell him any bullshit.
They're dopes.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
To be sold on quality, not price. The Negro buys by brand, he buys quality, and he doesn't like to be switched at point of sale. These are the keys to selling the Negro customer.
I like that they're like, he buys by brand. Yeah, I mean, you could try something like FUBU, and it might fool them for a little bit, but eventually they'll come back to Nike. So that's not going to work long term.
Now, for most stores, we're sorry for wasting your time, because these people aren't allowed in, of course.
Right. I'd like to see this video on how they sell to Puerto Ricans. I want to see what the differences are there.
Interesting. This exotic beast.
Now, he might have just come from the pawn shop where he got rid of his neighbor's bike and has a few shekels in his pockets. I don't know. That seems wrong. Yeah. Now they say it out loud.
But it could have gone a lot worse. I'm very impressed by their
hilarious
standards back then.
It's very funny. Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the Super Chat Audiophile America. Keep this quiet, but Carl emailed you high-quality MP3s of John's album to save you the trouble of downloading it on the WATP Patreon.
Audiophile America, $10, says, if you want to do a live WATS in Seattle, Blind Mike knows a great club with tons of openings.
Yes, I think Carl will be right up their alley. The canceled Florentine.
I know. I was talking to the club owner here in Rochester about that video that you guys were playing of the owner of the Comedy Cellar talking to those two assholes. They did not come prepared for that conversation, did they?
No, Gnome did a great job, but they were just deer in the headlights.
Rock O or B 2002, $10 says, you should talk about Plasma Masterdon, an old fart on YouTube who did crap song covers and people loved him until he turned out to be an in real life Herbert from Family Guy. All right, make a note of that.
Yeah, send me the name.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. And then I'm very excited to be playing this jingle.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the super chat penis wrinkle. You should be the first to know Carl has left the Isotopes to be second guitarist in the amazing band Stiff Minister.
That's very exciting.
Everyone in my high school was wearing their t-shirts and writing their names on the walls and desks. Thank you, Penis Wrinkle. He says, let me get that sweet Penis Wrinkle jingle, baby. You got it, buddy.
It's about time.
Melissa frankly. Young gifted one. Thank you very much, Melissa Young. We appreciate that. And Destiny, $5, says, why do black people call each other Monica so much? They always like, what up, Monica? All right. Did you say that's fun?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's see. Since we're on Instagram, you know who's always on Instagram. I was actually talking about this guy on the show that I was on today with Matthew Cox. Because he was talking about these tough guys who just flaunt so much online that you got to think there's some insecurity there. There's some weird shit going on. I'm like, well, have you heard of John Sarasati? So I think I might have introduced a new fan. And this is his latest boast, if you will.
You know, I woke up this morning overlooking a world-class golf course in the Pacific Ocean. I woke up in this beautiful fucking suite. I'm like, well, John, anyone could really buy that suite. Big fucking deal, John. You're a $50,000 millionaire. No, listen close. I own the fucking hotel, all right? It's called the Via. It's in Newport Beach. This motherfucker's part of the investment group that bought that. Well, how did you get to do that? Well, not by doing status quo bullshit. Well, you came for money, right? No, I didn't come for money, bitch. I came from Schaumburg, motherfucker. Okay.
Who's he arguing with? This is the thing. This guy's videos. He thinks that there's someone on the other side going, oh, yeah? Well, you're an idiot. Oh, am I an idiot? Because I just bought this hotel. Oh, so being part of an investment group is not owning a hotel, in my opinion. But
Isn't that like me? Like if I own a Schwab ETF, being like me and Charles, you know, we what? Both own this.
Yeah, I think someone makes that point.
Okay, well, explain. Nothing to explain. The regional director of the Southwest region of vice presidents doesn't get to buy hotels. You got to do shit out of the box. Change your family lineage, motherfucker. Let's go. People downstairs walking around with badges. This is my badge, bitch. 2,000% raise, motherfucker.
He what? Stopped censoring his channel, I noticed. Remember when he used to bleep those?
No, he does and he doesn't. There was another video that I didn't send where the bleeps, some nail it. Some he bleeps out a curse word, and some it misses by about 3 seconds. So he still does it, but okay. He picks and chooses. Yeah, I don't know his strategy.
Didn't even try. But he has the text going with the overlay whenever he says an F or an S. He puts the 2,000 on there, which is good branding for the company that he doesn't own because he no longer works. I can't point this out enough. John's big brag is that I don't work for a living anymore. All you guys are still working jobs, making your $350,000 a year, you idiots. I don't even have a job because I started the company and sold it. Meanwhile, he's constantly working. This is work right here. He's grifting. Yeah. He's getting
and
people on board.
That's nothing to be embarrassed by. Here's the thing about John Cirasani that we can't say about every lolcow is like, I believe him. I think he has money. I think he's done very well in business. I think a lot of what he claims is absolutely true. So you don't need to pretend that you're not working. Like if he just had a channel that talked about poker or whatever he wanted to do, it wouldn't be as successful, but there wouldn't be as many people that are laughing at him that he's arguing with in the comments all the time.
Correct. All right. So of course, John's always arguing with people.
All right, I want to introduce you to my friend Harry, big Harry Chest. He actually goes by the name Harry Harrington. And look at his bio. He talks about how big and how strong he is. Look at that squat. Look at that bench. You're stronger than me, buddy. You're bigger than me. But you know what? You're not, Harry. You're not crazier than me, motherfucker. You can't teach crazy, bitch. You can't weightlift your way into crazy. Anyway, buddy, you said this. You compared me buying this hotel to you buying stock in Tesla or Apple. It just don't work that way, buddy. Do some fucking research. Anyway, have a nice day.
Now, I guess that him saying I'm crazier than you translates to I can make a fool of myself on the internet more than you, which, yes, that's true, John, but I don't understand why that's a brag.
You know how fucking crazy I am? Watch this. Nuh-uh. You're wrong.
Yeah, right.
Aren't I nuts?
But you know what he doesn't say in these videos? And maybe there's one I missed. But what percentage of the hotel does he own?
Exactly. And also, but again, let's say he bought the hotel. That seems to me like work.
Well, also,
like he would now have a job owning a hotel.
I'll go even crazier on this one. You know how they used to do that thing a few years ago where you could name a star after someone?
Yeah.
So for $50, a star could be named Carl. And I'm like, I own the sky.
Yes, you own space.
I own space. Did you know that, guys? Not during the day, but at nighttime, I own that shit. Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, an investment group bought this hotel. Is it three people? Is it 75? Is it 8,000? We have no idea. He never mentions it.
Well, it's like owning the Dolphins. You know, I think there's like 28 different celebrities who have 2% ownership in the Miami Dolphins. Like, okay, I mean, you get a box. That's cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
But here's the thing. Like, if he does own part of a hotel, that's great, John. Terrific. But don't present yourself as a hotel mogul now because you're not.
I know. You're not a Hilton just because you put in some money with an investment group.
Right. Yeah. It's not the Cirasani Inn.
Yeah. It's a very Cirasani Inn. I would stay there. That's a pretty good point, Mike. You make some good points sometimes.
Yay. Super chats.
Silence Duguid, $5, says, when selling to the Negro, be sure to treat the Negro as a human and not how you typically treat Negroes. Oh, and don't call them Negroes. You got to understand, in the 50s, that was like patting them on their head and saying, good for you, buddy.
That was a person of color at the time, you know? You were being respectful.
Joe Dicker, $5, says, they should stick a 2 after the word selling. As it is, it sounds a bit pre-Civil War. Selling, they should stick a 2 after the word selling. Selling to the Negro? Selling the Negro?
Yeah.
Oh, now
good,
I get it.
It's a good point.
No,
yeah,
I get it, Joe Dicker. I'm sorry. I'm slow on the uptake today. Super Heavy Fun Chatter $2 says, has Lady Doug Jingles made my theme yet? Super Heavy Fun Chatter, are you trying to sneak in getting your own personalized super chat by saying that? I don't remember you being the list. Is this a new con that people are doing?
That's what happens. When you have a great deal like this, you're going to get scam artists.
Exactly. Actually, I do have one for you.
Here comes the money!
Here we go. What an amazing super chat, super happy fun cheddar. Thank you. I'm sure Carl in the future will loan this to Vinny for people's refunds on John's March show.
All right, now back to the show, everybody.
Here comes the money!
Here we go.
Amazing super chat, Rick of 3,220. It is greatly needed to offset the worst business decision in podcast history for Blind Mike to go SJ-free on his show.
That's right, Rick U3225 says, here to collect my jingle Skola. Skull indeed, and look what? At this one. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, all the regulars are here today.
I know, this is great. This is fantastic. And want to comes in with $25. That's exciting.
Super chat now. Kyle's gonna read.
He says, Michael Motorcycle, please address a theory that merch doesn't exist, but rather is your alter ego while drunk, not unlike Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Break a club foot tomorrow, Carl. That's hilarious. I had a
That's interesting. It's possible.
No, it's not interesting or possible. I had a pre-production meeting with those guys today. We're different people. Merch and I are two different people. We might have the same physique at this point, but Drew Peanuts $2 says, not rich enough to afford a speech pathologist. I think he's talking about me.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sure he's talking about John Sarasati. He's definitely could use some work. All right, we got to get into the main topic of the show today. We titled the show after this gentleman. We got to head over to YouTube.
Who are these YouTube videos? Who are these YouTube videos? Oh.
All right, Mike found something interesting, but before we get to that, we have to talk about what happened this week to Chili DeCastro. He was in court, as he often is. And some bad things happened to him. We're going to start off. This is just the very beginning of the trial, which is all online on YouTube. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And he starts off by just being an argumentative prick.
It's what?
Yeah, I know.
They're going to go to my marshal.
He's a pig.
Excuse me?
I said he's a pig.
Okay. So I'm not going to permit you to speak to anybody in my courtroom in that manner. And if you don't want to apologize, I'm going to hold you in contempt.
I apologize to the court, Your Honor.
No, you can apologize to... They've done nothing to you.
Actually, Your Honor, when you were here, you came over and gave me the directive for no reason and started telling me what to do.
Okay, well...
I have all the respect and welfare to the court. I follow the rule of law all the time.
No, it is their job to maintain the safety and security of the courtroom.
I agree with you, Your Honor.
So, if you want to speak like that in my courtroom, I'm going to hold you in contempt. And if I hold you in contempt, you're going to jail. That is not my wish. Okay?
I wish you
good. All right. So, I need you to empty your pockets, too. Suit pocket, pants pocket.
This is illegal.
This is illegal. I've read the Constitution twice, and there's nothing about emptying your suit pockets in there.
Your Honor, do you know what a constitutional law scholar is?
This is hilarious.
Suit jacket.
I don't have anything on me. This is preposterous. This really is.
There is something about taking your wig off in court, but nothing about emptying your suit pockets, Your Honor.
Yes, it is.
Give me your phone, too. Oh.
They're recording everything.
They have a media request.
Right, and I'm not recording anything. Your guy here took my phone, so his phone's not on.
Right.
I should make sure it's off. You have to take the lawyer's phone, too?
No, I'm not going to take the lawyer's phone. He's an officer of the court.
All right. So, getting off on a bad start here, as he's arguing with the judge about what's legal and illegal.
It's such a cornball. They're like, he has the energy of a kid, the cool kid who's been sent down to the principal's office. It's like, yeah, whatever, man. You're not going to harsh my mellow. You're a fucking dork, Chili.
Yeah, he goes back to class. He's like, oh, no, I showed him. I gave him a piece of my mind. Don't you worry about it. So now they offer some evidence, and they're showing the body cam footage of which the reason why he got arrested in the first place. So this officer pulled a car over in a parking lot. Chili's standing there with his phone. And the officer's saying, don't engage with my driver. He's just trying to talk to the person. He's saying, back up. Get out of the way. Back up or I'm going to detain you, he says. And Chili's being performative here. He's putting on a show. She deserves privacy. You're being detained right now, and he's starting to come towards Chili.
Over my car. Over my car. Come over my car right now. No, come over to you. I am going to put my hands on you.
No, you're not.
He goes, don't put your hands on me. I am going to put my hands on you. No, you're not. Yes, he is. So,
I mean, who could have seen a Delete Laws video from that channel being used as evidence in court? It seems almost impossible since we started covering it.
Well, this
you know?
Is actually, this is the cop cam. This is from the police officer's perspective. So,
no, right. But, yeah, but I'm saying, like, a guy that is constantly badgering the cops
right.
got arrested?
Fucking
who
with police
imagine?
Procedures, yes. Yeah. Actively interfering. So here is the actual altercation. Fast forward a little bit here. He's still holding him. Oh, oh, and now the cop is grabbed by the shirt and is dragging him over towards his car. Jose Maria is not happy about this. There's two cops on him. And he's doing the thing. I watch a lot of cop cam footage. He's doing the thing where he's resisting arrest by not following orders while going, I'm not doing anything. I'm not resisting arrest. They're like, sir, you got to put your hands on your back. I'm not doing anything as he's throwing his arms up.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching
right,
you.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. And it, at this point, he's yelling, my camera's still running. The officer says, I don't care about the camera. Like, Chili always thinks that he's going to sue every cop. He's never successfully sued any cop. So he
Chili never thinks, like, do I look like I'm in the wrong in this situation? He's just like, I'm filming, as if that exonerates him.
Well, I was talking to that guy, Matthew Cox, that I had an interview with this morning, and he served 7 years in federal prison. He's a con artist. And he talks to all these guys who think they're sovereign citizens, and he has these conversations with these guys who are just like, no, I know my rights according to the Constitution, and they had me locked up for 4 years, and they did this and that. He's like, yeah, so how do you know your rights? You were locked up for 4 years, so you don't know your rights. And I'm not even saying that the law always gets this right and that there isn't, you know, the state's not overstepping
sure.
things. I'm sure they are. But at the same time, like, you got to, like, be nice and cordial. And try to work through this is not helped by escalating this every time.
I remember once when I was watching the show Live PD.
Yeah.
They pulled over a black young man driving, like probably early 20s, mm-hmm. and his father was in the passenger seat. And the kid immediately was like, what was I doing, officer? Like, getting confrontational?
Yep.
And the father goes, don't mind him. I'm sorry. Like, it was just immediately like, yeah. I know how to handle the cops. Shut the fuck up, kid.
Yeah. There really should be PSAs or something. It's just like, just be polite. It's amazing how few innocent people would be shot if they just went along with whatever they were told to do and were nice. It's crazy.
As the great Kevin Spacey once said, kill them with kindness,
yes.
Chili.
All right. So this is some of Chili's testimony. So he's called up to the stand.
I do have a YouTube channel, and the reason I have a YouTube channel is because of how many cops kill people every year, how many cops hurt, maim, torture, rape, and kill people every single year. It's such an epidemic that the rest of the world, I get thousands of emails saying, only in America does this happen. I started filming cops because when I was cheated in 2002.
Objection at this point, relevance.
Well, this is the reason I'm a member of the press.
This narrative
This is great. So now he's going on his spiel, and you know the prosecutors there are recognizing what's going on here. He's going to start holding court and putting his show on. And they're like, okay, that's enough of that. We don't care how many, you know, whatever you claim is the reason why you started your channel. We're not buying it. That's for damn sure.
Excuse me, counselor. Do you have a trifold? No, because you don't understand how important they are. I'm getting there.
Yeah, right. Let me get there. So here's some more of his testimony here.
I was filming that cop because that's what I do for a living. I am a member of the press, and I invoke my right to be press. I always invoke my right to be press within the first 10 seconds of engaging with police, and I have thousands of videos to prove this.
So he's insane. So his whole thing is that this is a First Amendment right because I'm a member of the press, and I'm there to report on this, and he really feels that that's what's going to get him off in this case. And everyone else is the idiot. And so that's why this verdict is so fun. And the judge, I have to say, I watched this. The judge is very fair, very patient with Chile de Castro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not a hostile environment. But when you call police officers pigs during court proceedings, you're not going to get as easy to go at it as if you were just polite and cordial to everyone.
If you're hostile in the courtroom.
Yeah, right.
All right, Mr. Castro, please stand. The problem with the argument that your attorney makes is it completely fails to consider the safety of the officer and the safety of the driver. The officer doesn't know who you are, and the driver doesn't know who you are. And you don't have any right to interfere with that officer doing his investigation and deciding if he wants to issue a ticket to this driver. And you are also don't have any business approaching the driver. The driver didn't ask you for help. The driver didn't say, help, help, you know. You didn't see an altercation happening between the officer and this driver. The officer didn't protest that you were filming. There's no problem with filming. You can film, it's fine. All right, but you did interfere with his investigation. You did interfere with his ability to do his job. You did put him in a position where he is concerned for his safety and the safety of the driver. So I believe the state's met their burden beyond reasonable doubt. I'm going to find you guilty of obstructing a public officer and resisting a public officer.
Uh-oh. Found
Say
guilty.
So.
Oh, no, he's been convicted, everyone. Who saw that coming?
It is great. Like the previous clip where he's saying all the same shit we've heard, where he's a member of the press and a constitutional law scholar, and I have a YouTube channel, I'm just doing my job, all that shit.
Yeah.
How great is it after a year of covering this asshole that he is in court pleading for his freedom and still using the same stock lines that we hear him use in every video? And like, I'm surprised he didn't shoot out Jackboot Thug Pig or something like that.
It's just, it is not working at all. Hey, dunce cap. Like, my name's Your Honor, not dunce cap. All right. So this is fun because the judge continues to call him out on his bullshit.
I don't think there was any intent from the defendant to engage in any wrongdoing in this case, Your Honor. And that being the case, especially because of the public policy interests at issue.
So when you say he doesn't wish to engage in any wrongdoing, it seems to me from observing him in the video that he wants this. He wants to get arrested.
Yes!
He wants to get into an altercation with police officers. He welcomes this. This helps his YouTube channel.
Right!
He called the officers here in my courtroom today pigs. He called me, and he's nodding his head up and down. So apparently he hates every law enforcement officer in the United States.
He's giving the thumbs up to the judge right here. So, obviously, Chili sees this as a great opportunity to help his grift. This is going to give him credibility.
Well, here's the problem, though. I think his first video back, people will be like, oh, fuck, what's he going to say?
Hell yeah.
But after that, it'll be like us covering him and Dickbag Patrol and all the people that already do. But that's, again, going to be about it, and his views are going to go back to what they were before. He thinks, like, the argument I've heard a bunch about Trump is, like, if they actually put him in jail, he'll just be a martyr. Like, people will rally around him even more.
Yep.
Chili thinks that of him, but Chili doesn't have, like, a base that really gives a fuck about him. So it's not going to be true.
Not only that, what he's selling is here's how to deal with police officers.
Oh, so, good point.
Right. So if a famous chef, it continues to just fucking burn all the food and then they put their name on pots and pans. I'm not interested in Guy Fieri's overcooked veal, you know?
Right, that's a good point.
So it's not going to help his trifold and everything else he's trying to sell when it's just like, yeah, didn't you use this? And then you spent 6 months in jail? All right, one more clip on here.
I think he is going to be... Oh, okay, go.
I do have the sentencing and the perp walk here. This is great.
Mr. DeCastro, please stand. I hereby sentence you to 90 days in the Clark County Detention Center on count one, 90 days in the Clark County Detention Center on count two, to run consecutive for a total of 180 days in custody. Thank you.
180 days.
Suspended,
suspended
or? Oh, no.
I'm going to
start right now.
That's great. Oh, so when are we going to get around to this 180 days you're talking about? Oh, it's starting right now. And they come in and put the cuffs on them. The torture cuffs.
Julie's like, all right, great. I'll head home, take a nap, grab something to eat.
Yeah, right. Go to glory days.
This is a travesty of justice.
Travesty of justice. This guy has been whacking a hornet's nest every day for 6.5 years. And he's like, these motherfuckers are stinging me right now. This is crazy. They're going for my face. What's wrong with these assholes?
I gotta say, though, shame on Chili. We've been watching you for all this time. I'm very disappointed he didn't pull a Jussie Smollett in the courtroom and just scream, I'm not suicidal or something.
Yeah,
you know?
He did miss an opportunity there. That would have gone viral.
Definitely. For sure. That's disappointing.
That is disappointing. All right. I want to get back to Super Chats real quick because we have another OG coming in.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Super Chat, Miguel. We sure appreciate it. Blind Mike might not be able to see, but we know for sure he can at least smell that Carl has frosted tips.
Miguel has a great point. $10 says, owning the hotel is less than a celebrity owning the Dolphins. It's a Packers fan owning the team. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
That's a much better way.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. Nate G2Bucks said, I would like to nominate that cop for WATS Hall of Fame. Yeah, good point. Finally.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, we gotta honor that person in some way.
For sure, yes.
Let's follow their YouTube channel.
Well, I was starting to GoFundMe or something. Kitty gifted one. Who are these podcast memberships? Thank you very much, Kitty. Like Rolling Stone, $2 says, Chili, what's he called or something? I got to say, some people might not think that's a great drop, but I know someone who does.
Home run, call me a home run.
Pretty good stuff.
The judge is just like, you better put on a coat.
Chili or something? What are you, spicy? Ricky, $32.25 says, pro tip from a cop. If you're ever falsely arrested, just let yourself get arrested and enjoy your payday from the city/county. Fighting only ends bad. Yes. These things, if you're not in the wrong, then you fight it in court. You fight it in court. That's how it works.
He's never very subtle when he screams about how he's going to sue you and how he's suing all these other people. And it's like, just let it happen. Chill. You know, act like you've been there before.
Good point. Yeah, he's got to change his ways. He's got a new approach. It's time for a new approach. When he spend 6 months thinking about it and then come out with maybe a new thought on this.
Yeah, he's got some time at least.
Maui County GIS, $10 says, thanks for the great shows and the laughs. No, thank you. Maui County, we appreciate you, buddy. Bad at Karate, $2 says, he's his own and only martyr. Yeah, well, right. Yes, he's rallying around himself. Just like that woman who invited him into her home because her child was killed by the police.
I think about that every time I watch one of his videos, is him staying at that woman's home and abusing it.
Just being a total asshole to that woman. Jamie, $10 says, Blind Mike rules. I agree, Jamie.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. And Kitty gets another. Sorry, go
180 days doesn't seem like that long to me. When you said 6 months, I was like, damn, we're going to have to free Chili. We're going to have to break this guy out of prison. I don't know if I can go 6 months without him.
Well, it's funny. When I brought this up to a guy talking about Matthew Cox, who spent 7 years or so in federal prison, I said, yeah, this guy we follow, he hadn't heard of him. So I was explaining this guy. And I go, yeah, well, he just got sentenced to 180 days. Man, the guy's just like, do you have to pack your toothbrush for that? That's nothing.
Standing on my head.
Yeah, right. That's not even a thing. All right, so you sent me over this because it turns out Chili's been lying about something.
Yeah, so this was covered by our boy Dickbag Patrol. He did a pretty good job uncovering some things, because we always say he really glosses over his dealings with the law like it was no big deal. So Dickbag Patrol actually found out some of the claims that were made and some of Chili's creepiness that went into his prior arrest.
Yes.
He's sick.
Describe any injuries.
Bruises on hip and leg from trying to hold door closed from his kick.
Oh, yeah. So let me just give a quick background on what this is. The name of this video is Surprise. Delete Law's fake restraining orders are real. So yeah. Now we're reading from the person who felt the need to get a restraining order against this guy.
Yeah.
Which is probably a problem, I would imagine.
He's sick.
Describe any injuries.
Bruises on hip and leg from trying to hold door closed from his kicking.
Did the police come?
Yes.
If yes, did they give you an emergency protective order?
No.
Describe other abuse against you or your children.
Jose broke into my apartment in October 2003 through the balcony door.
I want to point something out about Jose, now Chili DeCastro. Mm-hmm. When you change your name, there's usually a reason for that. you're trying to get away from your past. Your name.
He's running from something?
Yeah.
That
I think
was no big deal, though.
Yeah, I mean,
it was the cops.
Did Jose used to beat up his girlfriend? Sure, but Chili doesn't. Chili's great.
Chili's a sweet man.
Came inside and threw me into a wall, choked me, hit me, kicked me, spit on me in my face, and assaulted.
By the way, when she says he came inside, Plan B is not going to fix this. This is a very different
tactic.
I'd much prefer a load of cum.
Yes,
than the
correct.
Gift, the gift he was providing.
Correct.
Redacted, and threw him into a wall. Jose was yelling the entire time, threatening to kill me, and redacted. Jose also destroyed some of my personal property and destroyed sentimental items. He kicked a hole in my bedroom door at this time. He stayed in my parking garage all...
Sentimental items? Do you think he destroyed her Funko Pop collection? This is brutal.
...night waiting for us to come and go and chase us in his car while we were...
End of available document. What did the person in 2 do or say to you that made you feel afraid?
Jose was on my balcony for about 20 minutes before we noticed he was there. He threw a lighter at the door and scared us all.
Jesus.
Then he ran from the back balcony to the door of my apartment and tried to get me to come outside. Jose climbed a wall to get to my balcony. He was yelling, threatening profanity outside and threatening to kick all of our asses when we left.
What a guy. You're definitely going to win her back with that one.
20 minutes. Do you understand how long 20 minutes is? If 20 minutes into this podcast, we just heard... Hello, Lady K, and Stuttering John was
right.
just lurking, standing there.
Just lurking behind me this whole time. Why didn't you warn me, Mike? You didn't see him? Come on.
He's a genuine, like, a villain. He's not just a creep. He's a villain.
Correct. Correct. And so we get more into the stalking charges here.
Feel afraid.
Jose pounded on front door of my apartment so hard that he cracked my door. The crack is still on my door. When he realized I wouldn't let him in, he went to the balcony and broke down 4 sheets of plexiglass that were encasing my balcony, because I had cats, in order to get in. He attempted to open the balcony door and was not successful. He was threatening to kill us both and threatening to do things to our cars. Then he tried to calmly talk Redacted into coming outside to talk.
Mr. DeCastro has violated the order in excess of 10 times by placing phone calls, leaving voicemails, sending text messages, emails, and seen stalking her at her place of residence.
This is Chad Zumach level 10, over 10 times violating
this? It's crazy.
This?
It's creepy. And then Dickbag Patrol also did a very good job of breaking the whole thing down, because Chili DeCastro's reacted to these charges before.
Yes.
Meaning just the idea of stalking and whatever.
Yeah.
And he chalks it up to like, hey, listen, everyone's had bad breakups. She made claims. I made claims. And so he throws it out as like a bad breakup where we both did things we regret. And Dickbag Patrol points out this was over the span of 6 years. Like, he was stalking this woman for a long time.
Yeah, restraining orders aren't something that people do willy-nilly.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, not to bring it back to Chad Zumach again, but I pointed this out with him. He has a very similar story. Well, you know, she had a new boyfriend, and I was protecting her from this guy. It's like, no. You're the problem. The restraining order is against you. I don't know how you think you can spin this into something where it's just like, well, I'm not the bad guy in this situation. You most certainly are, sir. Guaranteed.
But let's even say there's been a misunderstanding, and okay. She doesn't understand. He's just loving her, and she files for a restraining order. I've never had a restraining order put on me, but I imagine if I did, I'm staying the fuck away from that person at all costs.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Yes. I've never had a restraining order either. Go ahead and look it up. I haven't. And the first thing I would do is delete that person out of my contacts.
Yeah. No. Okay. You got it. I am as far away. I'm moving.
Yeah. I don't want to go on a bender and then mistakenly text this person one time. You know what I mean? I'm deleting this person completely. So you sent this over to me and just said, "There's our guy. This is the chili that we know."
This was at the arraignment, right?
Yeah.
Oh no. I'm sorry. This is
Weeks preceding this hearing, Mr. DeCastro has misrepresented the facts to this court regarding his counsel, has engaged in inappropriate outbursts in the courtroom in arguing with the court over simple matters of calendaring and procedure, and has even violated this court's very order imposing the same restrictions of the restraining order that have been in effect since 2004.
So this guy who should be pleading for mercy and trying to explain, I'm a reasonable man. You have to understand. Yeah, do I get emotional? Of course I do. I'm what is he, Puerto Rican or something? I forget. He's Latino or something.
Cuban? Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, he's like, I'm passionate. This is what we love. What we love. We love passionately. It's sad he's in there being a total asshole in the courtroom with outbursts, disrespecting everyone.
What do you mean 8 a.m.? How dare you?
That's great. So, this is the last clip. This is this week.
Yeah, this is what I was thinking when I said from the arraignment. This was earlier in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Matthew Walker is a deputy city attorney who actually prosecutes this case. Depends on the office.
I'm going to sue him for malicious prosecution.
Okay.
I'm going to sue everybody involved. I'm going to sue the cops.
So
I'm going to sue the county.
I appreciate you have an opinion. Today is just the arraignment.
I got you.
Saying all these things, we're here for your misdemeanor case.
Sure.
Okay?
But
he's always putting on a show. You notice that?
Yes.
He's like, I'm going to sue him. I'm going to sue them. They're like, that's not what we're talking about right now.
She's begging him throughout this. Like, hey, you know what? Save that for later in the trial.
Right.
Right now, just say you're pleading innocent. That's all I need from you.
There's a bigger issue. There's transparency in the courtroom, which is the best thing that could possibly happen. Now the people get to hear that I'm going to sue Jeffrey, and I'm going to sue Matthew, and I'm going to sue everyone.
So here's what we're
cops.
Not going to do, Mr. DeCastro. This is not going to be a personal pulpit for your, philosophical difference or belief. You have the media here, and that's fine. This
great.
Is an open court.
It's great.
But I don't want you to start saying things too far extraneous for purposes of this misdemeanor charge. Because that's what... No, do not interrupt me.
This is basically... if you remember when Anthony Cumia had his confrontation at Times Square, and the other gentlemen were getting involved, and he's like, this ain't your show! This is basically... this is what this woman, this judge is telling... Chili, I appreciate your charisma and your passion. Right. This ain't your show.
Yeah, especially at the arraignment where it's supposed to be like not guilty. Like, okay, we'll see you next week.
Sunday, exactly. So stupid. Kitty, $2 says live stream in jail. That would be amazing. I don't think you're allowed to do that in jail. Although, Suge Knight has a podcast from prison. You ever heard that? Yeah, it's fascinating. He's talking all about P. Diddy being gay, and he comes out with all sorts of fun stuff on that show.
Ooh.
It's animated on YouTube. It's pretty interesting. Doesn't sound great because it's from like a phone, but
hey, in many ways, I hope Delete Laws gets the Suge Knight treatment.
Mongo coming in as a new member. Thank you for becoming a member on the show, Mongo. I appreciate that. Of course, you get two bonus episodes and a lot of things early. You can watch us do WTP live Wednesdays and Saturdays. Jamie $6 says, Jose is a sick son of a bitch. That machismo gets nauseating. Yeah, I don't know who he's appealing to. Bad at crying, $2. Go ahead.
It's just what I wonder about those guys is, like, when has it ever benefited him? Like, does he make friends because he acts like that? Like, what's the upside? When is it in his life people have been like, I really like when you act like that, Chili.
No, you know what it is? I think that there's a lot of people, especially because of the allure of YouTube. It's so easy to start a show and then build an audience. And he's got a lot of subs on his channel and he has thousands of people watching him. Like, that to him is like, he's winning life
because
he's figured out a way to build an audience, even though they all hate him and they're goofing on him and we're goofing on him and all that. That doesn't matter because he's someone. Look at me, I'm someone, even though I'm known for being irritating and annoying and unlikable, but I'm someone. So.
Well, when you're as delusional as him, you can convince yourself we are the small minority, and most of the people watching his videos like really love what he's doing, that he's giving it back to the cops.
I do know people like that. Bad of Karate 2 Buck says, this guy certainly sounds like a law scholar. I know. The way he acts up in court, it doesn't sound like he understands the law at all. He's a fucking idiot. Yeah.
Which day of law school do they say, make sure to bring up your YouTube channel? That's very important.
Yeah. Make sure at the arraignment to tell the judge how many people you're going to sue by name. They always like that.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the amazing super chat, Matthew Rowley. This gift lifts WATP spirits even more than watching 3 hours of Corndiff 3D printing a trombone when you can't sleep.
Matthew Riley, $5, says, last week I gave up my Catholic faith to follow St. John and the Turn, and now nothing from our leader, Dang Lizard. I am lost. Also, Carl good, Mike bad. Well, thank you, Matthew, for that. I agree with everything you said here, because Dang Lizard was starting a religion last week on this show.
What happened?
Where is he now? Maybe he's in front of his congregation. Doesn't have time for us anymore.
It does make you wonder, though. It could be like David Miscavige's wife or something. Oh. You know, maybe something happened.
I like how you think, Mike. I like where your head just went.
Super chat now.
Chris Holm, who's skinny blind Mike, came in with $50. And he's got the photo of him dressed as you from when we did Subreddit Live in Rochester a couple weeks ago. I hung out with this guy. We were hanging at the Genesee Brew Pub on Sunday after the show. He's a great guy. $50, he says, blind Mike, look under the table to see if Carl is wearing those hamburger pants I bought him as a joke. Don't let him read this. He did buy me hamburger pants. I do wear them from time to time, but they're 2XLs. They're very large. They're very big on me.
Hamburger, like pants with hamburgers on them.
Yeah, they're like pajama pants. Okay. They're covered in hamburgers. Which is
that'd be fun. You should wear those to Hulk Hogan's.
I didn't pack them. God damn it. I guess I'll just have to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Like an idiot.
darn it all. Kitty became a new member. Thank you very much, Kitty. And Jamie, $10 super sticker. Wow, Jamie loves you.
Well, thank you.
So, you know, obviously Matthew Rowley not so much, but Jamie definitely does. God damn it, it's starting to rain on me. It's starting to rain on me, Mike. Yes. Was not supposed to rain today.
We better hurry up.
I know. I'm going to. Let's skip Michelle Marie Deline. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm going to skip that. Also, I do want to thank. I think I have to move my setup to get out of the rain. Yeah, it's starting to come down. I do want to thank Drunk Engineer for sending me a lot of the stuff that we did on Chili today. All right, hold on. I'm moving.
Boy, this is interesting.
Yeah, I know. This is the opposite of what I wanted to have happen today. Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, what could go wrong with me trying to do this from outside my Airbnb?
I had to watch a retard for 38 minutes. And because of this goddamn rain, it was all for naught.
Oh, I know. Well, we'll get to it next week.
We'll get to it
next week. I apologize for that. Because I know you did. You put a lot of work into that. We got a note from someone telling us to check this thing out, and I said, Mike, you do it, basically, is what happened.
I'm always happy to, but this one was tough.
And he did, which was great. One more super chat real quick. Rocco Orby 2002 says, you think Chili will find religion in jail? Maybe the Turn? If you're going to find religion in jail, it would be the Turn, I would imagine.
Be great if he came out and was quoting Dang Lizard.
Yes. There's a prophet that I found on YouTube. Dang Lizard.
Guys, I'm pro cop.
All right. Let's head over to TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok psyop by the Chinese to fuck up the minds of our youth and some other people too. So let's talk quite a lot about these TikTokers we stalk and know. Oh, TikTok fucking blows. Before we get to TikTok, though, I have to address Mongo, because Mongo just gave us $50.
Yay, super chats.
You guys are being very generous today, and I do appreciate that quite a bit. Mongo 50 bucks says, been listening since episode 117. Yeah, illness sucks. Not funny, haha. Funny, uh-oh. To you and Mike, what's your favorite Spaz O&A bit? Mine are Spaz gets a credit card and wrecks the WoW van.
I don't know a lot about Spaz, to be honest, only through references over the years. But I'm trying to think if I even have the right guy. He was there on the day of Sex for Sam, right? He was one of the
yeah. He was a little before my
chaperones.
Time. He was a little before my time as well. So you know what, Mongo? Mine is also when he gets a credit card and wrecks the WoW van.
Yeah, me too. Those were the days.
But I do want to say to Mongo, and yeah, we're not trying to make light. Sounds like something serious has happened. So we are pulling for you, as is the rest of the WATP and WATS community. And
yes,
thanks for supporting.
Godspeed, Mongo.
Thank you for supporting the show. We do appreciate it. And Kitty coming in with a $2 super sticker. Thank you very much, Kitty. All right. Solar, of course, is over there on TikTok. And Solar is a DID system.
If you're a system and you know it, clap your hands. If you're a system and you know it, clap your hands. If you're a system and you know it, and your mask will truly show it. If you're a system and you know it, clap your hands.
And that is a perfect jingle, because this is Solar clapping back at the haters.
Yes.
Comment reads, not illegal. It's discrimination against a lunatic ideology, not gender. Nobody would care if you just kept your personal life to yourself. Nobody cares about your personal life. First of all, the way you're worded this implies that you yourself think that gender is a lunatic ideology.
Boom.
And honestly, I just have to agree with you on that one.
Whoa, sick. Ooh. Burn, Solar. Oh, boy.
I know you are, but what am I? A little turnabout is fair play.
Good stuff,
like
right
it,
there.
Secondly, nobody would care if you just kept your personal life to yourself, and nobody cares about your personal life.
Are you
sure about that?
She's showing her stats. Ooh. Right now. She's got 1,900 followers. Or she's following 1,900. She's got 82,000 followers, 2.1 million likes. So she just went scoreboard, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker. Wow. Now, you might say it's better if you just don't say that at all and let people figure it out, but
especially,
it's cool to brag about it, I guess.
Especially when you are up in the game by quite a bit. You don't need to be the one shit-talking, but...
All right.
Because I think 82,000 people would beg to differ.
Well, a lot of them are like Mike and me and just think you're a lunatic and making shit up. Have a wild imagination.
40,000.
Right. It looks like, actually... nobody cares about your personal life.
Yeah, so this person who's commenting on here isn't following anyone, isn't liking it, isn't posting photos, isn't posting videos on TikTok. It's almost like this person doesn't try to prove they're interesting and get validation through social media.
That was the big thing for me. Is it was the first time watching Solar where I was like, oh, then so it's all like a... bit, right?
Yes.
Like you're doing it because you want to be famous. This isn't
right.
You're not you're more than some crazy person. Like, you are a little crazy, I think, but you're aware what gets views and what doesn't, and building your own, you know, social media platform.
Correct.
4 out of 10 effort. 2 out of 10 execution.
Oh.
You're more than welcome to try again, but I don't think it would be wise to.
I have to say that Smug Solar is definitely my least favorite version of Solar.
Oh, by far.
She's not good at that.
No, it comes off very poorly, and it's always exactly the opposite of how you want to deal with trolls. It's like, hey, I'm more successful than you, and you guys shouldn't make fun of things I'm sensitive about.
Well,
okay,
right.
We'll
definitely
listen.
She's constantly melting down, and now she's like, and I'm killing it. Like, well, hold on a second. Which is it? I'm confused, because... Yeah. Now I feel like I'm allowed to make fun of you.
It's also hard, like, is there no self-awareness? Let's say it's all legitimate. Is there no part of Solar that says, listen, gang, I know that I said I'm a 3,000-year-old alien that takes the form of a little boy and has the pronouns them, they. I know that's a little odd, but try and get with me, folks. Like, right. Every time someone says, like, I don't really believe that, do you have to be like, oh, I have so many more followers than you, bitch? It's like, well, okay.
But my thought is, these people are always talking about punching up, punching down. And, true. You know, the punching down is wrong, and it makes you look like the asshole. And, you know, I'm not actually saying this. Don't clip that and act like I'm saying this. But now that she's bragging about her following and her success, she's kind of opening herself up to, like, hey, oh, we're punching up that. I don't have that many followers on TikTok, so.
Yeah, no, you're a celebrity. We have full reign to make fun of you.
Yes, so I appreciate that, Solar. We have a new character in this system.
Yeah. Yeah. We sure do.
This is ridiculous.
Hi, my name is Safira. I am an alter in a dissociative identity disorder system. I am 19 years old. I am a trauma holder for the system, and I am a mermaid in the inner world.
She's a mermaid in the inner world, Mike.
Yeah, no, I understand.
She's also wearing a wig, a blue and purple wig, which I don't think makes you a mermaid, but maybe in the inner world it does. I don't know all the rules.
No, it's a real person. Is that when she wakes up, sometimes she puts on a wig because it's a real personality that lives in her.
My tail in the inner world is dark blue and purple, and I can actually swim through the air in the inner world.
Oh my God, this is like a child telling you about his dream right now. And I was swimming through the air, and Grandma was there?
This is what I mean. This is disturbing that she has... It's so delusional. I mean, obviously, this is delusion. Yeah. But also to get comments where it's like, hey, I think this is kind of fake what you're doing. To be like, oh, yeah, well, I have 82,000 followers, so fuck you.
Although I do have plenty of water in the inner world that I can also swim in.
Ooh, no one told me to be boasting.
I am actually a fusion of two different alters in our system, Shadow and Blue.
Don't you dare tell me Shadow's gone.
No, Shadow's still there, but he's fused with Blue.
Oh,
Mike, don't worry. I got you a card. I know how you felt about Shadow.
As I always say, some Shadow is better than none.
That's right, yes. So.
A while ago, but Blue was actually present when we discovered that we are a system. I was also at one point temporarily fused with Vesper, who also happens to be my girlfriend, but we have since split apart, and we are much happier being two separate alters.
Okay. This is crazier than her being a space robot, because you can date within the system? How does that work?
I was worried. I forgot it was part of the same video. I was going to mention it after. That I was stunned when I came across that. So it's like, is she performing, like, sex acts on herself? You know, the way a children plays with toys.
Yeah.
Like, you have two G.I. Joes fucking shooting at each other or something.
Well, that's what I wrote down. I'm like, what is the fantasy here? That this thing was dating this other thing within the inner world, which I haven't even heard the term inner world, I don't think, until now. Sounds new to me, but whatever.
Well, it is a little new. Yeah, you're right.
So now she's in her inner world, and there's dating involved? I mean, this is... I thought there was only one person fronting at a time, so that would be like, ah, shit, you just missed me. Ah, he was just here a second ago. Damn it!
Yeah, well, we now know one person is fronting and the rest are in back fucking and sucking each other.
Right! Now we know what's going on.
I love music, especially choral music, and I love to sing. My favorite cuisine is Japanese food, and I particularly love vegetarian sushi and inari sushi. This is what I look like in the inner world. I have deep ocean blue eyes, freckles, and I have dark antlers. And
okay, so now she's showing a cartoon image of her, so she's full-on furry at this point. It's like, this is what I look like in my head, and it's like this really attractive whatever... Japanimation anime thing, but what?
The
antlers?
Voice is also annoying me a little.
Hold on a second. Let's back this up real quick. Antlers on a mermaid?
Eyes, yeah, freckles, not? And I have dark antlers and purple and blue hair. Ugh. I don't grunt nearly as much as I used to, but I still do know how to work our job, although I mostly front when we're at home.
Okay, that's so funny she said that, because I wrote down a note 30 seconds in, like, when's the last time we saw her at work? What is she doing now? Is she still functioning in society? So it was good to hear that, what is this thing called? Sapphire or Sapphira?
Yeah.
It's
funny. It's funny to hear even, like, the mermaid be like, but, you know, I bottle this noise up for my job, of course. Right. I'm not completely insane.
I bottle this noise up. That's great. I mean, I realize I'd be fired on the spot if I came and tell you I was a mermaid with antlers.
Something great, too, we kind of glossed over that. If you take this video, the progression of this video was, hi, everybody, I'm a mermaid, mm-hmm. I have antlers, I date myself, and I like walks in the rain and a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, right, yeah, I got real normal, like, oh, somehow.
Okay.
I'm pretty shy, I'm not a very social person at all, so I'm not really sure what else to say about myself, but it's very good to make your acquaintance.
I'm starting to think the solar is a little crazy.
You might be onto something.
I might be onto something there. All right. Yeah. Mike, I thought I could plug in out here, but my battery life is dying. But I know, I'm a disaster today. But
it's been a fun one.
Well, it has been a fun one. And what would I rather be doing right now than WATS, my buddy Blind Mike, especially when this gentleman comes into the chat.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the super chat. Ding Lizard is another hero supporting the show that would also help feed Carl's cat in Florida.
Dang Lizard 10 Euro says, was busy studying the holy scripture of SJ. SJ owes $1,000 to Penis Wrinkle. # pay penis pronto. Oh, the turn. Yes, that is correct.
What's that for?
Stuttering John. So Penis Wrinkle had a bet with John about the lawsuit, I believe, that he wasn't going to follow through on the lawsuit to Vince the lawyer in order for Vince to be forced to sue me and Shuley. And John goes, oh, I bet you I will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Bad news, penis. I suspect you won't be getting that money.
You're like, I forgot how boring this is. So stupid. Rick C1375 Bucks says, all these girls with DID are just trying to be Crazy Jane from Doom Patrol.
Mm.
Do you know that reference?
Very possibly. I don't know the reference, but okay. I assume it's on point.
I believe it, because Rick C137 is the Rickest Rick. Audiophile America $5 says, do we know for sure Hackride isn't one of Solar's alters? We don't.
Ooh.
Have we been working with Solar all along?
That makes the most sense of who Hackride really is, honestly. Now that I think about it, it does make sense.
I do have to apologize to Hackride. I was gonna get some brackets in on for the tournament.
Oh yes. And I got one in.
I've been traveling this week and it's just been nonstop shit, so I didn't get a chance to complete my brackets. Well, sorry.
If you watch Puzzle Box tonight, I think he'll forgive you.
Well, we'll see.
Well, the people, I guess.
Elmolder 1 gifted one membership. Thank you, Elmolder 1. Turn on gifted memberships and you can be gifted a membership from these people and get to watch the bonus material. Thank you very much for that. Ooh. Kitty $2. How do they know that they are in a system? Well, they somehow communicate with each other. You know what? I can't answer that question. I don't fucking know. I was going to start to answer that.
When they get done fucking, they have to talk about something, you know? It can't all be
pillow
hot
talk.
Sex with each other.
Pillow talk is how they find out they're in a system. Chris Onion with $5 says, Carl, your opinions on police interactions are fucked. You should not be polite and go along with whatever they want to do. Real Kumia cuck behavior. Well, I understand what you're saying, and I have been very easy on the police the last few months, and I apologize for that. But part of the reason is that now that they have cop cams on them in the states, mm-hmm. the police are held accountable.
Right.
So they've changed their ways, it seems to me.
And also, maybe not do everything they say, but there's a middle ground between that and poking them in the chest and saying, listen here, pig.
Very good point. Okay, I'm about to die. Nate G, swimming through the air, you mean flying? Yes, that's what that means. For sure. Dennis in East Boston, $5 says, Mike, can you explain Justin's weight loss technique? We're all still confused. Also, the real question is, how y'all doing this fine evening?
I don't know. I don't know if we have time for this call because it'll take me a while to try and explain. But my buddy Justin Trudell is trying to lose weight. He's in a weight loss competition, and he was eating a 5,000 calorie meal at Olive Garden the other day.
That's not going to do it. It's loaded with carbs on top of it. Oh boy.
Yeah, and cheese and
Maui County GIS became a member. Thank you very much for that. Matthew Raleigh, $5 says, Carl, do you think Mike talks too much on all shows or just the Blind Mike Project? I think Blind Mike talks.
It's my show.
I think Blind Mike talks just the right amount. KJ, $20. Ever notice these systems never turn on each other? Yeah, they all seem to get along. They're a happy family when they're not fucking.
That'd be great if there was a breakup, like a big blow up between two of them.
Bata Karate, $2 says, also mermaids can't have gross teeth. Checkmate. Oh. You got that. By the way, I'm pretty sure that she doesn't want you talking about her teeth. She gets very upset with that.
Do not comment on our teeth.
Kitty, $2 says, do an IQ test with SJ. We tried. We tried.
I actually did.
Rocco Orby, 2002, $5 says, a mermaid eating vegetarian sushi. Now that's crazy. Yeah, we glossed over that. She goes, my favorite food is Japanese food, especially vegetarian sushi. It's not sushi. Rick C137, $2 says, it's a comic book / series on HBO. All right.
Never checked it out.
I have not seen that one. Al Mulder, $5. Super sticker. Thank you very much. Koof, $2 says, thank you for not killing yourselves. Koof, thank you for not killing yourself and for being here to donate $2 to the cause. We appreciate it. L. Mulder, $5. I heard that Howard Stern once offered Chili the Jackie chair. I heard that too. And finally, Banner Karate, $2. I'm just trying to drain your battery. I know everyone's fucking with me because you can see that I'm just trying to get through the day here. And
guys, keep donating. Carl has to stay.
I have a voicemail.
Hey, Carl, this is for Who Are These Socials. I just want to say, hey, Blind Mike, I'm really loving your shows, Blind Mike Project, and Why Are You Laughing?
Thank you, buddy.
I haven't gotten through a lot of the back catalog of Why Are You Laughing, but I was wondering if you would be interested in doing a Leslie Nielsen episode.
Ah, yes.
I thought that dude was pretty funny, and I bet you there's a lot of ground to cover there. All right. Don't call me back or whatever you're supposed to say on this one. Later.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. I don't know much about Leslie Nielsen's life, but he is obviously hilarious in a lot of those movies. We did do a Fred Willard episode, who I think is kind of a similar figure in comedy, so we could probably pull off a Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, you definitely could. Kitty gifted one. Thank you very much. Reverend Shizzy, Powerful Pooper. $2. Carl is proudly a queer. Who are these sexualities? Thank you, everybody, for coming on. BlindMike.net is where you want to go. Thanks for being here.
Anyway, social media, I'll catch you later, man.
My battery's about to die.
I have a lot of plugs to give.
Drunk Engineer, read this, Carl. You got it.
I'm
Drunk
starting Engineer. A new show.
Oh, fuck, they keep coming in. Like Rolling Stone, $2. Callie Rolling here in Rochester as Buff Chicken Sushi. Dang Lizard, €2 says SJ is the holy's karma will drain your battery. God damn it. All right. See you guys at Hulk Hogan's Club in about 45 minutes. So that's how far it is
from
my Airbnb.
Stay dry out there, pal.